I'm amazed by the merchants who develop new products.
我有时候看到能够生产出新产品的这些商家，我都感觉到非常的惊讶。
Recently, I saw these two new products. It's just totally amazed me.
最近我看了两件非常让我感觉到不可思议的产品。
How many of you are left-handed?
我们哪些人是左撇子呢？
Good news for you. There are now hamburgers that you can use your left hand to eat it.
现在居然有给左撇子专门专门做的 burger.
Wow, go to Burger King.
Burger King 真是做得很好。
And this new product.
还有这个产品。
A selfie stick for your dog. Only $49.99. Wow,
这个是给狗来自拍的，而且只要$49就可以买到。
So if you have a dog, buy one.
所以你如果有狗的话，就给他买这样一个自拍器。
Of course, this is April Fool's jokes. That's not real.
当然，这个是愚人节的这个笑话，他们不是真的。
Today we gather here for an event that is far more amazing.
但是我们今天在这个地方所要纪念的。是比这些更奇妙的一件事情。
It's so amazing that when it's first told, that even the people do not understand, do not believe it.
这个是非常奇妙的事情，因为在人们第一次讲述这件事情的时候，很多人是不相信的。
And that is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus from death.
这件事情就是我们主的复活。
But it's no joke.
但是这不是在开玩笑。
It is true.
这是真实的。
Jesus' resurrection from death is an historical event.
耶稣基督从死里复活是历史的事实。
It happened 1985 years ago, plus or minus a few years.
这是在1995年之前发生的事情。
And Easter leaves us with two big questions.
复活节让我们要问两个非常大的问题。
And today I'm going to address it.
我今天也要问这两个问题。
The first one question is, did it really happen?
第一个问题是，这件事情果真发生过吗？
And the second one is, if so, what does it have to do with me today?
第二个问题是，如果是真的，与我何干？
So for the first one,Did it really happen? Does the resurrection of Jesus really happen?
那么第一个问题，耶稣真的复活了吗？
Jesus rose from death happened in a day of age when we don't have smartphone.
耶稣复活的时候，我们并没有智能手机。
We cannot snap pictures or videos and post it online.
我们也不能抓拍一个照片把它放到网上。
There's no visible proof.Of Jesus' resurrection.
我们没有实在的证据来证明耶稣当时确实是复活了。
But there were the eyewitnesses.
但是当时有很多目击证人。
There were several eyewitnesses.
有好几个目击证人。
There's a tax collector called Matthew.
我们在马太福音里头看到关于这些证人的记载。
There was an evangelist called Mark.
而且我们从传道人马可的记载中也可以看到
，A doctor called Luke who says I did a research and then I testified that Jesus came alive。
我们从路加福音路加医生的研究证明中，我们也知道耶稣是复活了。
A rich fisherman called named John。
同时，我们在渔夫约翰的记载中也看
到。All these four people they testified that Jesus was there and Jesus.Arose on the third day.
这四个人都见证给我们说，耶稣那一天是复活了。
And today, when we read the text by the Apostle Paul,
当我们今天再次读到使徒保罗的书信的时候
，He wrote First Corinthians in the year A.D. 51.
他在写哥林多前书的时候是在公元51年。
It's about 20 years after Jesus died.
也就是在耶稣遇难以后的二十多年。
And he said, I saw Jesus.
他说我看见耶稣了。
And Jesus was seen by other people.
而且很多人都看见了。
Like Peter.
像彼得。
Like James.
像雅各。
And at one time it was over 500 people.
有一次向五千人显现。
And he said, this is only 20 years later. Half of these people are still alive.
他说这只是二十年以前的事情，而且很多当时见证过的人还都健在。
If you want to verify that, just talk to any one of them.
你如果想证实我所说的，你就去找这些人问一问。
And lastly, Paul said, I saw him with my own eyes.
保罗也说我亲眼看见了他。
And besides Jesus, besides all these witnesses,
除了这些证人之外,
there were many other non-biblical historical documents,
也有一些非基督徒的历史记载,
talk about they saw Jesus.
他们也讲到他们看见过基督。
For example, there were stories about Peter.
比如说历史记载有关彼得的故事。
Peter died hanging upside down on the cross.
彼得是倒挂十字架而死的。
There was another disciple, Thomas.
还有多马。
There were stories about him who spread the gospel all the way to the east up to India.
历史记载多马将福音传到遥远的印度。
All these documents talk about they saw Jesus came back to life on the third day.
所有这些都是告诉我们耶稣在第三天是复活了。
And it was circulated all around the world at that time.
而且这个消息传遍了当时的世界。
From Asia, from Africa, North Africa, from South Europe.
从亚洲传到北非一直到南欧。
Literally thousands of material talk about Jesus was dead and then rose again on the third day.
而且有成千的证据来证明耶稣死了又在第三日复活。
He appeared on earth for a period of 40 days.
他给地上人的显现有四十天之久。
And after that, Jesus disappeared.
而不只是单单的消失了。
No more sighting of Jesus coming back to life. No more sighting.
没有看见耶稣又回到世界上来。
So are they telling the truth?
所以他们是不是在讲的是真话？
Were these disciples, were they hallucinating?
是不是这些使徒们都喝醉了？
Were they just dreaming and because they gone crazy or something and tell the same story?
是不是他们脑子不正常了，编造出来这些故事呢？
If they were collaborating to tell a lie,
如果他们在一起合作编织一个谎言的话，
What were their motives, their incentives?
那么他们的动机，他们能够得到的好处又是什么呢？
Without cell phone today, without anything that we can get the recording, a visual recording, you have to decide.
他们当时也没有手机，也没有像我们这样的录音设备，所以你自己可以想一想。
So did Jesus' resurrection, based on historical evidence, you have to decide, did Jesus come back to life?
所以你应该根据证据自己去想一想，耶稣基督根据历史的史实证明是不是复活了。
And the second question, if so, if Jesus is true, what does the resurrection of Jesus have to do with my life today?
那么如果耶稣真是复活了，那么跟我的生命有什么关系呢？
The resurrection proved that Jesus was who he said he was.
耶稣基督的复活证明了他就是他所说的。
He is the Son of God who came on earth to become Son of Man.
他就是神的儿子，去来世上拯救世人的。
He did this because he said he loved us.
他是因为爱我们才这样做。
Jesus died and Jesus come back to life.
耶稣死了，耶稣又复活了。
It shows that God does forgive all of our sins on account of Jesus.
也就是因为耶稣的缘故，神 赦免了我们所有的罪。
And the church is more than a traditional pastime.
那么教会也就不是一个传统上的消遣时间的地方。
So we have to take the teaching of Jesus seriously.
因此我们就要非常认真地对待耶稣对我们的教导。
In other words, when Jesus said, "Love one another, forgive others like I forgive you."
换句话来说，如果耶稣说你们要互相相爱，你们要原谅别人
，You cannot say that this is too empty.
你不能说这都是虚谈。
You have to try your best to do it.
你应该尽力去行。
When Jesus talked about things like prayer, humility, generosity,
当耶稣说祷告、谦卑。慷慨给予的时候
These are not recorded words of a dead founder of a religion.
这些话都不是来自于一个死了的，只是设立了一个宗教的人。
They are life-giving truths.
这些是能给我们生命的真理。
When Jesus said, "When two or three gather in my name, I will be there."
耶稣说，有两三个人奉我的名聚会的时候。我就会在你们中间。
So that means Jesus is among us today, right now.
也就是说，耶稣基督今天就在我们中间。
We praise him and he accepted our praise.
我们赞美他，他接受我们的赞美。
So Jesus is alive today, hallelujah.
所以耶稣基督今天是复活了，hallelujah.
So how should we respond to Jesus?
那么我们应该如何回应耶稣呢？
I hope you will take one of these three steps.
我希望我们都能够采取以下三个步骤。
One of these two steps.
以下三个步骤之一。
First one, we have to believe.
第一，我们必须要相信。
When Jesus died on the cross, he died for your sin and mine.
耶稣基督在十字架上是为你和我的罪而死。
So whatever we owe God, he paid it.
我们欠神的，耶稣都替我们还了。
When Jesus said on the cross, "It's finished."
当耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候
，It's really finished.
确实是成了。
There's nothing more for us to do to earn Jesus' salvation.
我们不需要做任何事情来赢得耶稣的拯救。
And there's only one thing is to receive the forgiveness.
我们要做的只是一件事，就是接受这样的一个救赎。
Jesus' death was part of God's plan.
耶稣基督的死是神计划中的一部分。
But his death was not the end.
但是他死不是终结。
His resurrection meant that death was defeated and you and I can have a relationship with God.
他的复活告诉我们死亡被战胜了，以至于我们能够和神重新和好。
So God wants us to believe in the resurrection of his son.
所以神要让我们相信他儿子的复活。
So if you hear the gospel of Easter and do not believe, is to reject God.
所以当你听到复活节的信息而不信相信的话，那么你就是在拒绝神。
The second response we should have is to trust.
我们第二个回应应该是信靠。
Some of you have been a Christian for a long time.
我们中间有很多人做基督徒已经很久了。
But you are still the one that is running the show.
但是你们还是把它作为一种表演。
You are holding on to your own way of doing things.
自己的生活，自己如何做事情，还是没有改变。
You have not surrendered your life to God.
你并没有将你的生命交给神。
But because of the resurrection,
但是正是因为耶稣基督的复活
，we know that Jesus is alive today.
我们知道耶稣基督今天是复活了。
So we believe that he knows and sees my condition.
所以我们知道他知道我们的光景。
He knows what is going through in your life.
他知道你生活中所遭遇的事情。
And he cares.
他真正的关心你。
In the same way he went along a great distance to forgive you.
同时他又不远万里的来原谅你。
He wants to go a great distance to help you with your daily life.
他要尽他一切的力量帮助你每日的生活。
Will you let Jesus take the lead?
你愿不愿意让基督来带领你呢?
Would you let this living Lord take your lead and guide your life today?
你愿意不愿意让这样一个复活的神来带领你的生活呢?
And third one,
第三,
is to proclaim.
就是要传讲。
God has a whole world of people he wants to save.
神有世上所有的人他要去拯救。
And he entrusted you to share this good news.
神将这个使命托付给你去传扬这个福音。
When you live out the Jesus way,
当你活出基督的时候，
When you love people,
当你爱人的时候，
Pray for people, serve people,
当你为人祷告，帮助人的时候，
God begins to reveal himself to the world through you.
神就通过你将他自己彰显给整个世界。
So the question to you today is, will you go all in for Jesus?
所以今天对你的问题是，你愿意不愿意走到世界的尽头去传扬基督？
Will you start living in a way that makes a big deal out of Jesus?
你愿意不愿意让耶稣基督成为你生活中最重
要的事情？ Because he lives, then we live our life to show that.
因为耶稣基督复活了，我们就要在生命中活出耶稣基督。
2000 years ago, eyewitnesses saw Jesus died and rose again.
2000年以前，人们目击了耶稣基督的死和复活。
And their life was totally transformed.
人们的生命得到了彻底的改变。
And they pass on that message through generation to generation to us today.
那么这个信息一代一代传下来，直到传到我们今天。
Imagine if you really did trust Jesus in everyday life.
我们可以想象一下，如果我们在我们日常生活中真正的信靠耶稣的话，
Think about the impact to our community seeing Jesus living out, seeing Christians living out Easter all year long.
我们可以想象一下，我们如果每一年每一个时候都能活出基督的话，那么我们的邻舍会看到什么样的一种光景呢？
And JesusSalvation will be proclaimed in all the world.
这样的话，耶稣基督的救赎就会传到世界各地。
It all because Jesus, the Messiah, our Lord, is alive today.
所有这些都是因为耶稣基督，我们的弥赛亚，今天复活了。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord Jesus.
哈利路亚，我们感谢你，我们的主基督耶稣。
You came on earth and died for our sin.
你来到世上为我们的罪受死。
We thank you, the Holy Father, who raised you from death on the third day.
我们感谢我们的天父，将你在第三天从死亡中复活了。
Demonstrate, Lord Jesus, you are Son of God.
告诉我们，我们的主耶稣，你就是神的儿子。
And because of your resurrection, we have this eternal hope.
因为你的复活，我们有了永恒的盼望。
Today in our life, we face many challenges and difficulty.
在我们的生活中，我们有很多的困难和挑战。
But because you live, we know that ultimately we will win because of you.
因为你的复活，我们相信。我们最终是能够战胜一切。
Thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
Let us hope today with this eternal joy.
我们希望我们今天就能得到这种永恒的快乐。
Let your peace live in us.
让你的喜乐活在我们每一个人的中间。
And let us to live out your beauty and your peace in our life.
都能够让我们都能够活出你的平安和荣美在我们每一个人的生命。
So that other people can also share the same hope that you have given us.
以致所有的人都能在我们中间分享到你给我们的盼望。
Thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你，我们的。
Thank you, Jesus.
我们感谢耶稣基督。
For we pray all this in your name.
因为我们所有的祷告都是奉你的名。
Amen.
Amen.